Welcome to Nightmare on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us anytime. Call or text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy show coming up for you today. Lots of things going on. Coming up at 11:06, we're going to be joined in studio by Colleen McCarthy with Aversity, and we're going to be talking about organ donations. And it is going to be easier now for people to make organ donations, so we're going to find out about that. It's really a critical. It is so important. There are so many people who are on waiting lists.
Yeah, I have a friend who's on a waiting list right now for a kidney.
Seriously?
Yes.
And that can take years.
Yep.
And sometimes these people don't have years.
Nope.
And I always figure, again, my father was a mortician, I'm not going to need it when I'm gone.
By the way, happy Morticians Day.
It's like
International or National Morticians Funeral Directors Day. We talked about it this morning. I thought of you immediately.
I didn't know that.
Happy to you and those who celebrate. That,
and it's a smaller group. And, you know, we have black. We wear black. So.
And you look good, too.
You
look darn good.
It's a lot of fun. But anyway, Colleen McCarthy will be here at 11:06 to talk about organ donation. If it's something that you've been thinking about, I highly encourage you to stick around. And then later this hour, we haven't done this in a while. It's going to be three headlines and a lie. Greg Buck will have to determine out of the four items that I read to him, which one is a lie and which three are true. That's coming up at 10:50. You can play along at home if you like. And just a reminder as well, if you have a guest you would like us to talk to or something going on in your community, wherever you are in Wisconsin, it could be in Park Falls, it could be in Hayward, it could be in Eau Claire or Oshkosh.
Amory.
In Amory as well. Shoot us an email. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. Super easy. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. Did want to start out just with a reminder. National Weather Service has issued an alert for fire conditions in southern Wisconsin as of this morning. And I know it seems like we just got all that rain last week, but we're still behind in moisture, and we've got winds that are pretty busy today. Winds kicking up, breezy southwest winds and low relative humidities give outdoor fires the potential to quickly spread. Any burning, according to the National Weather Service, should be done with extreme caution. Maybe wait a couple days.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have to be today, then don't burn today.
Don't burn today. I mean, I love the smell of burning leaves and grass and all that stuff. But yeah, the rain we got on Saturday was not nearly enough to come anywhere near.
No.
I mean, it was raining, but it was like a hard drizzle most of the day.
Pretty much. Yeah. And on Friday, too. So again, just a reminder, we do have high fire warnings for southern Wisconsin, at least today, according to the National Weather Service. So please just be mindful. And again, my fellow social pariahs, my fellow smokers, don't throw your butts out the window, all right? I don't want to have to pull you over.
Throw them at your enemies. I'm just kidding. No, don't do that.
Don't do that either. I appreciate that. All right. What a surprise, Greg Buck.
What?
Republicans on a state Senate panel have recommended against confirming two members of the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents who voted against the diversity-related funding deal that they reached last year.
I'd like a moment to in this new age of political acting we're doing. I'd like to put on for you my surprised response. So,
okay, take a moment.
What?
It's shocking. Yeah,
the Senate, don't say I shock.
Yeah, the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue voted 5-3 along party lines last Thursday to reject Regents John Miller and Dana Walks. The state Senate's Republicans have a majority, 20-10, is meeting this week. So far, their agenda not announced. If the full Senate votes against confirming these two, they would effectively be fired.
Okay.
So again, the Republicans continue to do what they want to do and remake everything in the image that they want. And again, I think this is a good reminder, folks, of why ending the gerrymander is so important.
And they might be, you know, hands clasped, twisting mustaches, this is what we're going to do. But their actions also just make them look like petulant teenagers.
I don't think they care.
Like, we didn't get our way, so we're going to fire you.
But they've been doing that for the last decade.
I know. It's just... I
think they've embraced the petulant teenager.
They're getting their last little bit out. They're just trying to squeeze the last juice out of that, fruit.
While they can.
While they can. But, I mean, it, you know, I have a feeling that most of them who get to stay in office even after the maps are and the elections happen, they're still going to do little to no work to keep those seats. We talk about that too. It's like they're not going to be held accountable. They're going to have to listen to the people. I bet you a lot of them won't. They don't have to.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, life has been pretty good for the last 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And it's been great. You get to get paid and take months-long vacations. And you don't have to be accountable to anybody.
Sometimes you get to take vacations while working on the taxpayer's dime, too.
Out of the country, even.
Out of the country to do, quote-unquote, real fact-finding work.
These two appointees to the board, Waxman Miller, appointed by Governor Evers in 2022, Miller in 2021. They each voted against the deal brokered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to end funding for DEI positions throughout the university system. Voss agreed in exchange for pay raises for university staff and funding for UW building projects. We talked about that a little bit on Friday. That engineering building at University of Madison is finally got approval and is going to move ahead, as well as some fixes for some administrative buildings in Whitewater, where it just so happens that Robin Voss has a lot of rental properties that he rents to college students.
That's right, folks. To repeat that information, Robin Voss held raises and building improvements hostage because he's afraid of diversity.
I was going to say I don't understand, but I do understand. Like you said, they're going to do what they want to do while they still can, while they still have all the power they need to just ride roughshod over everybody.
Yep.
And the fact that when Governor Evers was elected for the second time, even at that point, there were 150 of his appointees that they had been refusing to move on.
Yeah.
So, again, when we talk about helping state government work and getting things done, this just seems to be more of, we don't care if anything gets done.
Yeah.
They really don't.
And we get to sell it as if we are doing something. We're helping America and Wisconsin to be strong because your kid deserves a shot no matter where they come from, even though if your kid comes from affluency or a neighborhood or a name or other things, they're going to be just fine.
855-75-CIVIC if you want to join the conversation. 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Again, talking about Republicans on a state Senate panel have recommended now against confirming two members of the UW Board of Regents. And the reason they're doing this is because they voted against this diversity-related funding deal last year that essentially stripped all the funding for DEI, and then in exchange, they gave them pay raises that had been promised and approved.
Mm-hmm.
And moved ahead with the building projects, a couple of building projects for the UW system.
Yeah. Really quick, we got a text here from Scott in St. Louis. He said, good morning, this wonderful second day of daylight savings.
I hope all you DST people are happy.
I'm great. Feeling good, bathing in the sunshine. They'll be here after 7 p.m.
I took a two-hour nap yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
It was like, yeah, I need to go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... I guess the thing is like, I've said this before to you, and I'll say it again to the people on the air. I would love to be in their heads for 10 minutes and think exactly the way they did to try to understand why they're doing it, whether it's pure selfishness, whether some of them actually have a warped sense of idea that what they are doing is actually helping.
Oh, there's certainly those people. I do believe that.
Because it goes beyond logic to me. And I feel like I'm not that smart. I feel like I should be able to understand this, but it just makes no sense to me.
I do think that there are people who believe that DEI is unfair and don't like it. And then there are the others who, like you say, they're doing it for political points.
Yeah.
And to be able to take a stance.
Yeah.
And again, as you said also, Greg, we got to try and get everything done that we ever wanted to get done before these new maps come in, and we actually have to start go campaigning and explaining to people what we want to do.
Yeah. And my guess is, you know, I want to see how some of these people campaign. Like, I want to see them trying not to knock on doors. I'm sure there are some very seasoned individuals who can hold a conversation. That's fantastic. But I want to see these individuals who for the first time have to fight for what they want. And maybe they don't want it anymore. Maybe it's just a little too hard and they have to go. But, you know, their families really need attention too.
I need to spend more time with my grandkids.
Yep, yep.
You know, I've done this. I've given my life to the state and now it's time for me to look to my own and take care of my own family.
You've been in for one term.
It is interesting to see how many House Republicans in Washington, at least, are fleeing.
Yeah,
they can't get out of there fast enough.
And the Senate, like, we got Joe Manchin's leaving, Kirsten Sinema's leaving. Oh, I feel like there are
there's a bunch more.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting. This will actually be more, I think, more interesting than the presidential election as far as the running, because you'll see who's running neck and neck. Like, it's Trump versus Biden. It's been like that since whatever. But
it was always going to be that.
The only interesting thing will be is who wins, the important thing. But who runs for these available offices? What Democrat thinks, well, maybe we can take this purplish
seat.
State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be fun to watch, and also very, it's going to give me anxiety and acid reflux.
Well, this is, if you've ever thought about running for office, this is a really good time to consider it. Yeah. Seriously. If there's something that you think you can bring to the people of Wisconsin, I highly encourage you to look more seriously into this. Pat Kreitlow highlights people who are jumping into campaigns every Monday, right?
There's Women Win Wisconsin on that show where they are highlighting women who are running for office. Yeah, so everyone who's running basically now, they're going to get a spot.
Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. Join us too on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. Nice music pull there, Calvin. Little popcorn-related song as we move on to Wisconsin's favorite popcorn king, Robin Voss. We've talked about Robin Voss, just a little bit on the show. We've also talked about this recall effort against him because supporters of President Trump believe that he did not work hard enough to make sure that Trump won in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And I'm surprised. It seems like they have enough signatures, the recall group. I did get a press release. The Recall Voss campaign is set to present a substantial collection of signatures to the Wisconsin Election Commission today at 11:30.
And Robin Voss has gone on record saying they're going to check all of those signatures.
Oh, with a fine-tooth comb, baby. I mean, yeah. The decisive move signifies the culmination of efforts by Racine County residents to initiate a recall of Voss. A significant phase in the campaign, according to this press release, highlighting the community's drive for change in leadership. Matt Snorek is the initiator of the recall campaign against Robin Voss. Reports that over 1,300 petition sheets, which translates to more than 10,000 signatures, have been collected. They needed 7,000, was my understanding.
Yep.
In order to
7,800.
7,800.
Yeah.
So almost 8,000.
Yep.
People of Racine have spoken with more than 10,000 signatures on our recall. They've said it loud and clear. They're tired of the status quo and demand new representation. Werther explained the catalyst for this was election security issues. However, signatories voicing a multitude of reasons for their support of the recall and their desire to see Robin Voss removed from office.
You heard it there. Not Democrats doing this.
But that's not what some on the right are saying.
I know.
Oh, there's some stuff going on online where it's like, well, the Democrats are obviously behind this. I don't think they are.
Jane, you know who is behind this?
The deep state.
The deep state. You know who else?
No.
Antifa. You know who else?
Oh, no.
Who? The corrupt FBI. Oh. You know who else?
Black Lives Matter.
You know who else?
Oh, I got that one right.
Hunter Biden's laptop. Masterminding the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's
the conspiracy theories, boy. You know, that's got to be exhausting.
I don't have time for it. I don't like, you know, I feel like I grew up when I was young, a good conspiracy theory, flat earth, moon landing fake, JFK. Those were your big Sasquatch. Hmm. That's not even a conspiracy theory, but those three were just your great ground levels. Now they've taken it into a whole of the stratosphere where, like, when you put conspiracy theorists together, they'll start to disagree on tenets of their conspiracy theory, and you can just pull away because they're just yelling at each other.
Okay.
That's how far it goes now, where they're not just like, you have like three guys who said, oh, definitely, there was definitely a second gunman on the grassy knoll killing JFK. No, it's, he wore brown pants. No, he wore black pants.
They get down to that much minutia. Yeah,
they get down to that much minutia because they want to be right and they need to be right with these conspiracy theories. And the fact is, it's far-right Republicans who are just super unhappy with Robin Voss because he didn't support Trump enough.
Enough. Again, let's not forget he spent millions of taxpayer dollars to mount this ultimately futile effort to find fraud. In the 2020 presidential election, there was no fraud. And I go back to the very beginning of that. If you're on the same ballot with the person who lost, and you say the election was stolen, doesn't that eradicate your victory too?
And every other victory.
If it was fraudulent, the whole ballot was fraudulent, or only the Trump votes were fraudulent. That makes
We're not gonna try to dig that deep. And also, when we say the election was legitimate and it was safe, that's not us saying that just because we're pulling it out of the sky. That is coming from the mouth of Robin Voss, who has said now on record many times the 2020 election was secure, safe, fair, and I wanted to call him the popcorn emperor because it just No, but Trump lost.
He did lose.
And that's it.
Yes, pretty much so. Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. I know this is one of your favorite topics when we talk about the Popcorn King.
Oh, the Popcorn King. I got a picture hanging in our living room with a little light on it. We'd shut it off at night. But no, Robin Voss, I just love to talk about that guy. How much do you think, and you guys can just talk about it on air, what he has accumulated in wasting taxpayers' dollars in the dog chasing his tail. He has had all these investigations. It's cost us millions.
Yep.
Yep.
Millions by doing this stuff, and yet he produces nothing as far as bringing both parties together and making Wisconsin a better place. I'll hang up and just let you go with it. And then if you want, if you just run out of ideas, just toss our buddy Ron Johnson in there, and that'll give you another, you know. Ron Johnson just creates conversation also.
Bill, don't go away. Hang on 1 second, though. You know what I think the difference, though, is, Bill? I think Ron Johnson genuinely believes the stuff that he says.
I do.
I think Ron Johnson genuinely believes that COVID was manufactured and intended to, I don't know, do what, so we could all get ingested with microchips so the government can follow us. I do think that Rojo believes it. Don't you, Bill?
Well, yeah, I get your point. Yes, I do. I know what you're saying. Ron Johnson kind of talks like with conviction when he speaks about where Ron or Voss, he looks like a cat that swallowed a canary when he's talking.
Yeah.
But getting back to what?
Well, be nice. Okay. I'm just kidding. Don't.
Whatever. Whatever. But Ron Johnson, I think he has either more severe dementia or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I think you're right. I think he does believe what he says.
I do too. And I think that's the difference. Well, at least one of the differences between Johnson and Voss. Thank you so very much, Bill. Really always appreciate you checking in, and thank you for listening. It will be interesting. Again, they're going to be submitting these signatures in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what the next steps will be. They could have just waited. He's going to be up for re-election before too long.
Well, and that's the thing I've said before is why are they doing this at all? This is a whole other conversation. Just let him go to election in the fall and run a good candidate in the primary. Instead, what you're doing is you're causing attention to come to him. And if he wins the recall, then he looks stronger in the election. And you failed twice.
And wasting more
so much money.
Hashtag Walker recalls.
Really quick before we run out of here to get a snack. Lynn from Oconomowoc texted. And regarding what you said earlier about high fire hazard.
Yes.
What was the exact
term? Yeah, it's like a red alert.
Red alert. She said grass fire on Holiday Road south of Salesville Road. It could be seen from Highway 59. Started by property owners burning a bush.
Oh, don't burn today,
so
people. Don't.
That is a real life example. Yes. Please be safe. Please be mindful of what's going on.
News is on the way. Stay with us when we return. Katie Britt from Alabama getting all kinds of attention. We'll kick that around on the other side. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. I love pretty and foundation was born. Can't play no second fiddle to a bag of popcorn. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the board, Lord Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Our friends on the live stream watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. We were talking about recall efforts against Robin Voss. Supposedly, this group is going to be presenting their signatures. They should have started right now at the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and they claim they've got what should be 10,000 signatures, which would be enough to move forward. And Tom from L.A. is on the line. Thanks for your patience, Tom. What do you want to say?
Good morning, Jane. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. And we must all realize that. We need to get money out of politics so we can truly restore government back to we the people. I just wanted to say what a disgusting loser human being the previous occupant in the White House is. This weekend, apparently, there was some rally or whatever you call those things. And he basically was making fun of Joe Biden's stuttering.
Yep, that's how he started out.
And that, to me, any kids out there that have a stuttering issue, anybody who's a parent out there that actually, you know, cares about this issue with their kids who might have a stutter.
Yep.
That is that. Just think about that. If that's the type of person you would want as the leader of the country, and I really hope people to really think about it. And when they look at their children, even if they're Republicans, and say, "My God, I mean, this has just gone too far." But Tom.
I mean, when he was first campaigning, he mocked a disabled reporter and people, then they laughed. And when he mocked Joe Biden's stutter over the weekend, the crowd laughed. I mean, they laughed about Nancy Pelosi's husband getting attacked with a hammer. They've had jokes about that. The whole crowd breaks out laughing. They've made jokes about sexual assault. And it's a laugh track, man. They're laughing. And I think that concerns me more than anything is the psychology involved in getting people to join in on the pile-on.
Yeah.
And what that means going forward, because you need your followers to embrace this kind of stuff. You need them to want to be part of this toxicity, because that's what it is.
And they want to be part of it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So there is some psychology involved in this, Tom, that I find it really, really disturbing that people can watch the former president of the United States use these cheap, petty insults and think, that's the guy I want. That's the guy who we should emulate. Right, Tom?
I just have to believe that, you know, 30% of this country, you know, is what he's got, and that we do have some sensible Republicans like the Lincoln Project and people like that, that are not going to fall for this. I mean, the media shows it like almost like they're a majority. I don't believe they're a majority. And I really believe that anybody out there that, you know, is a Republican that has a mind of their own, I guess is the best way to put it, would look at that and say, you know what, this is disgusting. I mean, even if I voted for him in the past, I just can't do it now.
Thank you so much, Tim. Really appreciate you calling, as always, and for listening, too.
There's two things I want to say about this. You know, yeah, it's disgusting. It's embarrassing. It says a lot about the person saying the words and a lot about the people laughing at it. And I don't have to respect them for anything for that. And let us not forget that last week, a man disrespected the president during a speech in the House of Congress for being too mean to the former president, when all the president said was he did a bad job. So there's a certain amount of hypocrisy we're dealing with, where the former president gets to make fun of a man's speech impediment.
Right.
And we're just supposed to take it as it's a joke. It's funny. It's just, why can't we just make jokes? It's not like he meant it, or whatever BS they want to shovel at me, or whatever, when we're talking about comedy in general, when someone wants to punch down on someone who has a speech impediment, learning disability, whether it's who they love or what they look like, I'm tired of it. And I'm going to issue a challenge to anyone who is a conservative listening to this show and has children. Make it make sense to me why it's okay for him to do that. And is that what you would teach your children? It's okay to make fun of kids who are different than you are. Tell me it's okay. Then I'll know that it's just, I'm making a mountain out of a molehill here. And it's just simply, yeah, no, it's fine to make fun of kids. It's fine to make fun of other people. They don't matter. Their feelings don't matter. Call me and tell me that's what you do and you're okay with that. And that's what you teach your kids and or grandkids. I'd love to hear from you right now. 855-752-4842.
Well done.
Thank you.
I agree with Tom that there is a much larger percentage of Republicans who do not appreciate this kind of behavior.
Where are you?
Well, if you're in elected office, you can't say anything because you're afraid. And that's seriously, that's what it is. And I am more than tired of hearing former Trump administration officials now talking to the media about what a mess it was working in that White House. You could have done. John Bolton is a perfect example.
I mean,
and he didn't say a peep. He said nothing until he wrote his book.
Yep.
That doesn't show courage to me.
No.
None of them. And where are they now? They should be all over the place. They should be all over the media. They should be all over the talk shows talking about what it was like under that administration. Like we talked to that retired rear admiral.
And some of them honestly are, but they're not doing it in the interest of saving the country. They're doing it like rear admiral and the brigadier general.
Yep.
They came on to talk about a truth and to talk about the importance of saving our elections and our democracy. And kudos to them. I'd have them on once a week to yell that from the highest mountaintop.
Yep.
But these individuals that you're speaking of, they're going on the paid talk shows to talk about their book and their blog and their tour, and they're running for office or this or their skincare line or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about it. Because at the end of the day, what happens there, what happens in Washington affects us.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't affect them. They've got the money, the privilege, the power, the contacts to get out of anything they want, whether it's taxes, jail, or anything, or a speeding ticket. It comes down on us. And I don't care if you're in office and you're afraid. You're supposed to be an American, and America doesn't run. These colors don't run. And you're running from this orange melting monster. I'm so tired of it. And I'm supposed to accept it, but yet I have to stand up and say, I'm an American and I'm proud. Why should I do that when our leaders aren't any more proud than I am? It doesn't make sense.
855-75-CIVIC if you want to call, or text 855-752-4842. We're going to move on quickly because I do want to get to this because Katie Britt, Senator from Alabama, made a big splash after last night's State of the Union address with her Republican rebuttal, which has been widely panned pretty much by everyone.
Yeah.
Even Republicans. During the rebuttal, Britt oscillated between smiling and seeming to fight back tears. She described traveling to a section of the U.S.-Mexico border and talked to a woman who she said had been sex trafficked. Now, she talked about this in her rebuttal. What she left out, though, oops.
Are these key details?
These might be key details.
I'll write them down.
In telling this horrific story of this young girl who was sex trafficked at the age of 12, Katie Britt implied that this happened under the Biden administration, and this was President Biden's fault because of what's happening at the border. Ruh-roh.
Are you telling me that this might not be true?
That is not true. I mean, the woman was sex trafficked starting at the age of 12.
Yes.
However, it was in Mexico. It did not happen in the United States. And it was under the George W. Bush administration. That seems like an important detail. Lying by omission is what it's called.
I mean, I understand artistic license and changing some of the key facts to maybe convey drama, but Katie Britt, Senator Britt, this is a bridge too far on your storytelling.
She's getting all kinds of attention. Katie Britt, Senator Britt, supposed to be a rising star of the Republican Party. She did get some attention on Saturday Night Live over the weekend.
Shocking.
We were kind of expecting that as soon as she was on.
Yeah.
Right?
Had it not been for Britt, that whole cold open would have been the State of the Union. But they were like, we'll give him like 2 minutes and we got to get to this.
To the good stuff.
Yeah.
So here's a little bit of Scarlett Johansson as Senator Katie Britt from Alabama and her State of the Union rebuttal speech. Hit it, Calvin.
I'm worried about the future of our children, and this is why I've invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. Because Republicans wanted me to appeal to woman voters, and women love kitchen.
I only have one note for the, I believe she's an Oscar winner, right? She's won an Oscar?
She's been nominated. I don't know that she's won.
For the Oscar-nominated actor, I'd like to just say, you didn't chew the words up enough before you spat them out of your mouth. Katie Britt, like, chewed them, brought them back in, chewed them up again, then flap.
If you haven't seen it, I highly, highly suggest that you Google it on YouTube. Alabama Senator Katie Britt, State of the Union rebuttal. It was so weird. It was so Stepford Wives-ish. And pretty much everyone has agreed that this was a bad audition for like the Lee Strasberg School of acting.
There's nothing method about this.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was just terrible.
But that just begs the question again. Why did they don't give it to a rising star? Give it to a stalwart, because no matter what happens, they're every time they give it to a quote unquote rising star, that rising star just gets bumped to the middle or the bottom and we never hear from them again.
Oh, the rising star gets extinguished.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And if anything, if you listen, GOP elected officials on the federal level, if anyone ever comes to you and says, hey, do you want to do the rebuttal? That person's not your friend. And you run to the other side of the building.
Say no.
Say no. And just, that's my piece of advice to you. Say no.
This is going to follow her for a very, very, very long time. Oh, my gosh.
Marco Rubio is so excited now. He can pick up a bottle of water without having to look over his shoulder.
He's no longer the one who delivered the worst rebuttal to the State of the Union address. Congratulations, Marco. Your long national nightmare is over. And I don't know. Katie's is kind of starting. I highly recommend that you go back and watch her rebuttal. It's one of the weirdest things you will ever see.
You get a little tranced on it. You're like, oh my gosh, like hypnotizing. It's,
well, and just take your eyes off. Just imagine the Sarah McLachlan song, "I Will Remember You," background, because there's all kinds of memes going on around Twitter now too with Katie Britt and her speech. All right, when we come back, three headlines and a lie. I'm going to test Greg Buck. We're going to test you. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Shade and hang to hit the crowd. She wonders how it ever got this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone, she feels just like a fool. My oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully. Ain't it funny how your new life. One heart's breaking, the other's just fine. She tells me she loves me two truths and a lie. Calvin, you are knocking it out of the park this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Wherever you are listening around the state, you can always give us a call. Shoot us a text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We haven't done this for a while.
I know.
Very, very excited. Three headlines and a lie, in which I read four headlines, actually. Three of them are accurate, and one is a lie. Greg Buck, you will have to decide which one is the lie. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, you're ready to take the challenge. Unfortunately, I think some of these you know, but we'll see.
Oh, no.
We'll see. We'll see how you do. All right. Number one. On February 29th, President Biden posted on Instagram about the wildfires that were going on in Texas. And he said, quote, "If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of homes that are totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it," unquote. He was talking about what the roof is made of,
yeah.
The roof and what the roofing materials are made of.
Yeah.
That's not how things went in the loony sphere. Remember the blue roofs during the fires in Hawaii? President Biden just seemed to confirm our suspicions, text on the video read. Last year, when wildfires devastated Maui, Hawaii, social media users claimed the Biden administration directed weapons to start the fires, but blue cars, homes, and other structures that were blue were spared.
Okay, so that's one headline?
That's one headline.
Okay.
All right, headline number two. Scientists in the Amazon have discovered a new species of worm, the 10-foot-long Lumbricus terrestris, has the nickname of Wiggles because it was discovered by Professor Lance Wiggleman of England.
Okay, I feel like that's all true except for the very last part, but it's also an English person, so Lance Wiggleman.
It could be a long line of Wigglemans.
generations of Wigglemans.
I am the fourth generation Wiggleman.
I am Duke Wiggleton.
I proudly carry on the Wiggleman name.
Welcome to Castle Wiggles.
All right, three headlines and a lie. Number three, Kenosha sheriff's deputies escorted a 450-pound pig back home It's unknown how the pig named Kevin Bacon escaped, but it actually got about a mile away before his burst for freedom was up.
That's just a mean name to give a pig.
Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, that's a mean.
It's a gimme. You got it. No?
Uninspired and mean.
All right. Three headlines and a lie. Number four. A 57-year-old woman, Greg, went into a hospital for an MRI.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to the medical team, she had a concealed handgun on her. This attracted the magnet of the MRI, causing the gun to fire a single round, hitting her in the right buttock. The injury is said to be small and superficial. She's healing well. She had been through a screening process where she was asked if she had any objects containing iron, and she said no to all of the questions.
My gun's made of metal.
Three headlines and a lie, Greg Buck. We have the Biden administration targeting non-blue structures in areas of wildfires.
Yep.
We have the discovery of a new species of worm in the Amazon. The 10-foot-long worm now has the nickname of Wiggles.
Yeah.
Kenosha sheriff's deputies escorted a 450 pig back home after it escaped. It got about a mile away. And then they got Kevin Bacon back home. And finally, a 57-year-old woman in a Wisconsin hospital goes in with carrying a concealed gun that sets off the magnet in the MRI machine, which then triggers the weapon, which shoots her in the cheeks. Three headlines and a lie, Greg Buck. Which one are you going with, Calvin? Let's either have applause or the loser horn, I think.
Oh!
Sorry, it's harsh.
Mostly my dignity. I am going to go with, I think the Kenosha story is. I already regret my answer.
You believe the Kenosha Kevin Bacon?
No, I don't.
Wait a minute.
Okay, fine. Kevin Bacon. Fine.
No, that is true.
I knew it. I don't know anything about my city.
That is true. And you live in Kenosha. I'm surprised that this hadn't crossed your...
Sorry, I don't read the local Kenosha papers. Calvin, I'll never forgive you for that.
And obviously you don't live near Kevin Bacon and his family, so I guess why would you know
that?
I'm not
allowed near the zoo anymore.
Another guess as far as which one is a lie?
I think it's the gun lady.
No, that's true.
Good Lord. That's got to be the worm person.
It is the worm person.
Because I knew the first one was right. Okay, don't give me pity applause. Turn that off.
Scientists in the Amazon did not discover a new species of worm called Wiggles.
But the thing is, you gave it a really good Latin, like the Latin definite or the Latin name for it of its class.
Lumbricus terrestris.
Yeah, that was really good.
That's a term.
That was I know. Oh. Well, I now
you know.
Now I just know you're a liar. This game just makes liars of people.
I tell falsehoods convincingly.
You should run for Congress.
It's my face. I can't.
It doesn't matter anymore.
No, I can't control my face.
We'll run you in Georgia next to MTG. You'll be great.
I'd be sitting behind someone making a speech, and I would be rolling my eyes like there was no tomorrow. I would never last.
I think you'd get way more votes. Did you ever see Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi didn't have a problem with the clapping and the... Mm.
She did snark well.
Exactly.
She did snark well. All right. News is coming up next. When we return, very excited to have with us in studio, Colleen McCarthy is here from Versity, and we're going to talk about organ donation and how it is now easier than ever for people to sign up to become an organ donor. It's critically, critically important, and Colleen is going to share all the information about that on the way. So stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She don't smoke cigarettes. Swears up and down that there's no other guy. But I can see on her face two truths and a lie. And she don't know that I know what she's doing. And she don't know that I can see right through it. One heart's breaking, the other's just fine. Tells me she loves me, two truths and a lie. guess I'll just move on to truth and lies.